Some extra heft may be helpful, new study says. Pleasantly plump may be okay. Those are headlines running today based on a study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. The study did find the number of deaths linked directly to being obese or overweight is significantly lower than earlier studies found. But, as NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, experts say excess pounds still pose a risk.
David Williamson is an epidemiologist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He worked on the study, which he says used newer and more sophisticated data than ever before, data which produced surprising and somewhat controversial findings.
Our data show that being in the overweight, this broad overweight category where many Americans currently are, was not associated with increased risk of dying relative to the normal weight range.
Overweight is different from obesity. People are considered overweight when their body mass index, a ratio of fat to muscle, is between 25 and 30. People are obese when their BMI is over 30. The numbers of deaths in this study were lower than in earlier studies. In this study, as expected, obese individuals had an increased risk of death, but unexpectedly and only slightly, so did underweight individuals. The reason? Williamson says one can only speculate.
About three-quarters of the deaths that we observed in the underweight group were from people above the age of 70. Some have speculated that once you get into an older age, actually having a little extra weight, which is not only going to be fat but also bone and muscle, may provide a nutritional reserve during times of sickness.
But Williamson says his findings are not a license to overindulge. When people have other health problems like high cholesterol or high blood pressure, a little bit of weight loss, he says, maybe only 10 or 12 pounds, can make a big difference.
My father may have had a heart attack in his 50s or 60s. My mother may have had diabetes, a brother, a sister, etc. If I was in the overweight category and had that kind of family history, I would probably want to lose a few pounds. But if I was in that category and my parents had long lives, I had no strong history of serious chronic illnesses, I might then focus more on being physically active, eating a healthy diet, and perhaps focusing a little less on losing weight.
Dr. Joanne Manson specializes in disease prevention at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Manson questions the value of this study, which only looked at death rates. Manson says being overweight and obese causes many dramatic and far-reaching health problems.
Obesity increases the risk of hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and even certain forms of cancer. And it also leads to disability and impairs quality of life. And it's a major contributor to the skyrocketing health care costs in this country.
So Manson says it's not time to get complacent about the obesity epidemic, especially when you consider that diabetes, one of the major problems associated with obesity, continues to rise. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.